Chaim Sofer at the beginning of Perek Aviv Sachim. It's in this Kovetz edition page, Kuf Yud Tes, the Ramas Moshetef Shach. Yochol Lekadesh Mishetishka Chano Kimo B'chol Shabbos V'yomtev the Yarek V'sifuri HaGod Ad Shetef Shach. When he says Tishka Chama, he probably means that's Tosefet Shabbos, according to the Mechaber, it's in Reish Tamach Aleph, based on Rabbeinu Tam, that's the time for Tosefet Shabbos. V'yoz Yochal. That's what he says. Otherwise, he says, the Tamech Kiddush is also Ad Shetef Shach, P.S. Shulchan Aruch says, shh. You say Kiddush also Ad Shetef Shach, my Makshah, feel the Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontem Nami, Dilma Ashmin and the Hocha also the Kaddish Ad Shetef Shach. And don't tell me what Tosis says. Let's look at Tosis. We didn't really spend too much time on this Tosis. Let's take a look. This part we told you we sort of glossed over. Sadi Testament base. You can't gloss over anything in this world. Tosis is over here, Sadi Testament base. Tosis Ad. We had sort of skipped 2 lines in the middle. Omer Rain Rabbi Yechiel. The Kiparach Bigamara, my area, Arabi Psachim, Lo Motzi Lishnuye, the Nogan Arabi Psachim, which was the boy of the Mishnah at the Tepsha. Hey, that's Chiddush Gufa, should teach us over here. Nah, it's obvious. The Kvar Shmina, the Pergez of the Koman, the Kotani, a Pesach, Eno Nechal, Ala Balayla. You can't tell me the whole point of the Mishnah is to teach us that Koman Pesach has eaten only at night. Now, I would have said, yeah, but matzah! There's no Mishnah about matzah. Tosis a wad mechidish over here. Now what? That matzah mar is shul pesach. That's where's that before us anyway? You look at the Od Zvada Gemara, it tells you, look over there later on a kuf chav amen al. Let's take a look, see what it says there. Kuf chav is a famous hekesh. Take a look, see what it says inside. It's such an obvious thing that the whole world knows about. Everybody knows Mishnayis knows about it. Not so obvious. The one over here as follows. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara wants to know, how do you know that you have to eat matzah on Pesach night? How do you know? Maybe it's not true. So the Gemara, we saw this Gemara says as follows. Yochal af laila rishon rishus tamal lomar al matzah samarorim yochlu. I think that's what Tosis is saying. Tosis claims over here, quote unquote, Tosis says, in the Tzadi Tesef at base, again, Tosis says, not exactly the right words, where was I reading? Umatzul mar iskashul lepesach. That's the fourth line of Tosfos Ad. If you look at the side, it says where lahalan daf kuf chav. You see the Pharisees are kind of a hekesh. Hekesh means that they're near each other. Yeah, al matzah simroam yochlu. It's going on Korban Pesach. That's a hekesh. It's not so obvious. Not so clear. That's what I would say. So the Chasam Sofer says, all right, even if it's obvious that Korban Pesach is at night, and it's obvious that Matzah is at night. It's not obvious that Kiddush is at night. Well, right, we had three reasons, and we said each two argued the third reason, right? So we didn't have a majority by anybody. So the Chasam Sofer, Ela Korcho, the Enochanami, the Shor of the Kaddish, Mishetish Kacham. Mutter, finish, Mutter, Adkan. Mutter. Here he says, it's mutter to say Kiddush, and he can be marach b'sipuri agada until you eat the matzah. So not only is it okay to do the Kiddush before tzeis, it's even mutter to have the agada before tzeis. What must be after tzeis? Eating. Matzah. Yes, yeah, I can't argue with Tosis. Yagav Shulchan Aruch. Why not? I'm Chassam Sol. Whatever I want. Now it's Rishon. The Bechabi can argue with. After the Bechabi is not so clear where it came from. A Truma said Eshet. He said it's one of the Arba Kaisers. So what the question, what's going to be? How can does a Chassam Sol deny a Kiddush one of the Arba Kaisers? Can't do that. That's the Mefurash Gemara. Does he deny the Abakos have to be at night? Apparently, yes. Who said Abakos have to be dafka at night? Abakos could perhaps be, you know, with their respective rules. Kiddush, the rule of Kiddush is it can be done until Sefer Shabbos, right? Mefurash Gemara and Brachos Avchav Zayin. The Kaddish Mevod Yom. All the Kiddush on the coast, Mevod Yom. And therefore, who said that the four cups have to be drunk at the requisite time?
According to the Rambam. Also.
What Rambam?
That there is no, that the Kiddush, it's not because of the Shabbos, it's because of it's some of what these is a Shabbos.
Right.
So,
Rabbah,
you need everything to Nailah.
No. Maybe they will attack an Arbakosis. Remember, Arbakosis is the Rabbanah. So, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. They will attack it. Listen, as long as you get the recitations that we want to go with these Arbakosis at times which are appropriate for the recitations, there's no independent halacha that you have to drink the four cups of wine in the, quote, right time. I'll tell you a chiddush, which is maybe be implicit somewhere as well. That's a chasam sofer. I'm not saying I'm passing this way. But I'll share a chasam sofer. I'll share it. Open up, Rabbi, I'll say it to you, Shulchan Aruch. Please open up. Hilchos Pesach. You want to know, but we shall learn later, the sof's man for Pesach is what we call Chatzos Laila, based on the end of the Masechta. We call Pesach, Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and we should be Machbir for the din of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion. Things should be finished before Chatzos. Kayadua, everyone knows the din. It's quoted Allah in the Shulchan Aruch over here in Simin Tav Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph. The Azar La'Ochlo Kodem Chatzos. Okay, Machaber. Says the Ramon on the next page Peches, and I'll print the top line. The Yachtim Atzmo Shagam Ahalel Yigur Kodem Chatzos. Okay, Gam Ahalel. Gam Ahalel. Rabos, what's the kash? Huh? We don't do that. I do that. But what's the kash? What comes after Halal, Rabbi Osai? The fourth cup. So why is Rambo saying the Halal is Kodem Chatzos? Rambo should have said the fourth cup should be Kodem Chatzos. If this Chassam Sofer Shtickel is correct, that doesn't matter. There's no time for the cup. The time is only for the recitation. As long as the recitation is before Chatzos, we don't care that the cup is after Chatzos. As long as the recitation is until seven Shabbos of Kiddush, we don't care if drinking the fourth cup before Tzeis. The same way as the Ramot, there's a small implication in the Ramot that the cup could be after Chatzos, as long as you finish Halal before, and one after the other, but you know, long Chazonas in between. Who knows what else they have in between. So by the same token, maybe that's the answer Chassam Sofer. The Kiddush could be Tosefes Yantiv, so they drink the wine then too. They never made a formal Takana, the four cups have to be drunk between Tzeis and Chatzos. Yes? Shulchan Aruch said the cup of Kiddush has to be drunk after Shkiyah. Never told you why. There are three reasons given. One reason is it's one of the four cups. And that would be against the Chassam Sofer Shtickel Torah. Right? I mean, the answer Shulchan Aruch no matter what. But the other reasons. What are the other reasons? Kiddush B'makom Suda. That's Osman Suda. That's nothing to do with anything. Right? And even the idea of Karpas that the Maril threw in. There are other reasons which don't affect the fourth cup. Right. You're right that in the original source, Truma Sneshi seems to say the Magen Avraham Shabbat is the cup itself. I'm just bringing it to your attention. It's all right. In any event, Rabbi Osai, is the question? Yes.
When Tosfos discusses why you can't have it before night, so he says that Kiddush has to, he seems to be saying that Kiddush has to be in his Man HaRoy L'Suda, which, I mean, just like you need Kiddush B'Makom, so you need Kiddush B'Zman HaRoy L'Suda also. But the problem with Shinya Makom is that there's a Hester Hadas. So how can Tosfos extend that? Like, how can he extrapolate from that that you also need an Uzman or who says there would be Hasaf Hadas?
You're right, but Tosa says it has a right to make an assumption, which is a reasonable assumption. I can't say it for sure, right? But it's a reasonable assumption that Kiddush and Makom Suda should at least be in the same general time zone. It can't be so far before. That's what we spoke about. I'm not sure 100%. So Rabbi said it's Chassam Sofer is a Chiddush Nifla V'Nara Anod on a region of Akasha, which is found in a state called the Shita Mekupetzes. What did he say? Shita Mekupetzes of Sochem? Why? The Basal Ashkenazi or Shita Mekupetzes of Sochem? That's news to me. Who knows what I'm talking about? Now, Gershuni, Zichron of Levracha. Rabbi Yehuda Gershuni was a son-in-law of Rabbi Eliezer Silva. It's a major Talmud Chacham. A Talmud of America's a Rav. A big goyim. He decided by his own Shita Mekupetzes of Sochem. Three volumes, and the last volume is all about Arabic Sochem. Fascinating work. They may even have it in Arabic Smedrish. No? Look for my curiosity. I read you a quotation. He doesn't understand. Once you assume that matzah has to be mishatach, which the Chassam Sofer assumes, v'keivan shechiyuv hagodah b'zman sheish matzah morah menachal lefanecha, we say it in hagodah every year, right? Don't we? Barba zeh lo amadim sheish matzah morah menachal comes in mechilta, yochel v'bol jom, etc. Kosher, eich efshe lomar hagodah lefnei chiyuv matzah, meilu l'kiddush nu. But he said more than that. Chassam Sofer said more than that. Even the Haggadah, the Yarech Haggadah, and you eat the matzah as soon as it gets dark, as soon as it stays. What's going on over here? So Rabbi Osai, we can argue that only two ways that I can skin this cat of the Chassam Sofer's shot. The first cup we can get away with, but the Haggadah. And this requires Chidushim, which we're not ready to discuss yet. We're giving only coming attractions. We're only giving the coming attractions from major Chidushim we're going to be discussing in the upcoming weeks. Rabosai, if you ask me, the Pasuk doesn't say anything about it at night. It says, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. If you have to look at an art scroll, or a stone chumash, that we have in this room, to discuss the last time they had it right. Remember that? Achbi Amarishim? And we the last time we looked at the Song Chumash, the very beginning of the year, and he got it right. Preceding day, something like that. Didn't say the first day. What if they say over here? Barishon, Biabo, Osir, Acholish, Ba'erev, Toflu Matzos, Ad Yom, right? Echad Yasrim Yom, Ba'erev. That's a pasuk. If you don't believe me, the pasuk, why don't you look at the Ein Mishpat Hamol? I see, no one believes me here. It's going to be funny. Kuf Chofam Anav. Not Ein Mishpat Hamol. What's it called? The Torah Ora Sholei. Oh, you have to have all these moles and sholeis. Rabbosai! What does it say there? Just that we're not just Bekim and Torah Shabbat Sab, as we should be. It's Oz Beis and Torah Ora Sholei on page Kuf Chofam Anav. But we shown be arba also yom lachodesh bo erev top lumatzis and yom ha'echad besim lachodesh bar. If you ask me as a pashtun, I would say the rishon is the 14th day bo erev. What does erev mean? Meaning the afternoon, right? There's no longer a possibility of what of eating chametz after eating matzah. Ad yom ha'echad besim lachodesh bo erev until the afternoon again of the 21st day shvishol pesach. So Be'erev means the afternoon. So you have seven days and 6 hours that you have to eat matzahs. You can't eat chametz. Starting from Chatzos, Erev Pesach, until Tzeis on 7 day Pesach. As a passion, that's how I would learn. Am I sounding like a curse? Sounds like a curse. Because the Gemara Darshan's here, Be'erev Toflu Matzahs, is the Drasha, HaKosav Kavo Chova, taking the word Be'erev and saying it means what? Nah, what does it mean? At night? It doesn't mean by afternoon, it means at night. Why does it say Barishon be'arbo so yom ha'chodesh be'arbo? It's already, it's not, Rabbi Osai, it's not the 14th, Rabbi Osai, it's what? It's the 15th. How can Barishon, I mean, it says the Chuta Shemikra, not Chuta, Midrash Shemikra. Chazal say, refers to Leil Chamisha Asar. But the pasuk says barabuishan barabosar. What's going on?
It's possible that they use the verb twice, so it sounds like it's the same time period of the days.
Barishan barabos yom lachodesh ba'erev toch lumatis.
And then it says,
what does Be'erev mean the second time?
It just like, second time is for sure at the end of the day.
So end of the day. But so we can understand Be'erev means, like we say, in the afternoon from noon until the stars come out. So therefore, the Be'erishon, Barabos, Yom HaKadosh, Tov L'Matzos, you can't come at that place, Issa D'Oraisa, from Chatzos and on. And therefore, you cannot, and you have to maintain this posture of eating matzah, the post Chametz, until the end of that Erev period, which is from Chatzos until Seis, on the 21st day. So the 14th to the 21st inclusive, right? And everything in between, from the afternoon of the 14th to the afternoon to the 21st, inclusive. Where do you find the Shulash HaMikra anywhere? You have to be matzah the 15th night. I'm asking a question at a simple level. Yes?
He knew he was going to be regarding yesterday, and he said it. No, I mean, it was based on the... Didn't he say it's based on the Hankish? I think the festival of the day we just said yesterday, come on, God.
Right, but the Gemara over here is bothered. There's no base of Mizrashkai, and he can't derive from that anymore. Then the Gemara quotes Be'erev Tokul Matzah with a straight face. But that's really the source for our requirement to matzah and derive from Bisman Azeh. Otherwise, it would be the Rabbanan. Right, that's one might hold that matzah Bisman Azeh is the Rabbanan. Rabbi Chaim Yaakov says, right here, Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh the Rabbanan. Aye, Be'erev, hold on. I but erev toklu matzus. I would have said that's nothing. That's a reshus to eat matzah from the 20 as opposed to chametz from midday on the 14th until the end of the day on the 21st. That's what I would have said. That's not Rabbi Chaim Yaakov said. What did he say? What do erev toklu matzus? Homi boil el tome v'sher b'derech v'chopa. You might have thought since Pesach doesn't eat matzah more also not. Kamash Malon. What's talking about Kamash Malon? What's a chiddush? This is also a chiddush. Rav Acha Be'Yakov. What's the chiddush of both sides? That even though you cannot eat Korban Pesach because why? You're talking about Derech L'Koka. Since the rest of Klal Yisrael is eating Pesach, you're chayv matzah b'Doraisa, as opposed to b'zman hazeh. That's also a wap chiddush. That's Rav Acha Be'Yakov's opinion. But you're right. He also didn't say my pshat. Just say Be'erev Tochel Matzah just means Kipshut Shavikra that you can't eat chametz from midday of the 14th until the end of the day, the 21st. No one seems to even suggest that. Not even Rabbi Chaim Yaakov, who was going with the that would be an easy way out for him. But I'm just making it as a comment. Now, as a matter of fact, okay. So let's not be an epic curse. Be'erev Tochel Matzah means Leil Ap Chamisha. So Eitzim Abosar. Maybe later today or tomorrow we'll get to a possible solution to that thorny question. Rabosai, take a look back on that Hey Amud Aleph. Look at Hey Amud Aleph. Hey Amud Aleph. We were here a long time ago. Hey Amud Aleph. Okay, so the Gemara discussed over here Ach Chilek. That's the source. You have to have Yonah and Chametz from noon and on. Says the Baal Rashi Ach Chilek. Hita lecha akosel l'sholso mitzvot yom b'yiro. V'yom b'yiro b'yomtiv. That's the discussion. Does Rishon mean the first day of Yomtiv? With maybe Pshuto Shemikra, or no, Rishon Kodesh, the preceding day, as the Stone Chumash so beautifully translated. V'yom b'yiro b'yomtov mishar l'shuyei klal. No, ha'iskish. You can't have to get rid of the chametz. Has to be gone before Yomtov comes in. Look now, what do I mean? What iskish was? What to what? Iskish what to what? Iskish the last one of the daf. Hashpos asor l'achilas chametz, v'achilas chametz l'achilas matzah. And Rashi explains what that means. V'achilas matzah mishech hashecha. V'alkochach hashposa sa'or kishet techshach. V'imkein lo mashkachas achilek. It's impossible to say that the 15th day of Nisan part of the day you can have chometz and part not. Impossible. Because the chiyuv matzah begins at the time that it gets dark. Look at this last line. Dilav ach, we're naf ach ikal lemeimar, v'yom arishon, bein ashmoshos, shuas cholas hayom, avol hashtal kova besoch yom b'yuro shara leikra l'shuyim. Must be the 14th. So the far Rashi is willing to go only as far as bein ashmoshos. Never on the earlier case until 7th yontif. The shtikl raya, again not going to all the details, that that until 7th yontif. Again, I can't bring any riots. Gemuris. So Chazal darshened, you have to have matzah on Leil Tesvav, but maybe Tosefos Yontif is even included in that. Since Rashi doesn't discuss Tosefos yet. Again, maybe. Of course, the question becomes, what about the Hekesh to Korban Pesach? Tosefos calls it a Furusha Hekesh. So perhaps make the following suggestion. This is a wild suggestion. The Chasam Sofer Lishitoso. We had another Chasam Sofer. Remember that another Chasam Sofer was? In Anchumish, the Torah's Moshe. What did he say there? Shivas Yamin what?
Tochal
all of Matos Lechem Oni. What did the Chasam Sofer say? The Tzvei Dinim and Matzah. And he said it in Farish. He and the Ritzel Ponyo, but the opposite direction. But they both agreed, this Tzvei Dinim and Matzah. There's Matzah on its own, Berav Tochal Matzahs. There's another Din. Tochal all of Matzahs Lechamon. What does that mean? Matzah, not as an independent mitzvah, but Matzah as something which is connected to the Korban Pesach, Rabosai. You all know that. I want to show you inside this concept, Rabosai, that matzah can be viewed as being connected with the Korban Pesach can be found in Av Tzadi Yaman Alf. Take a look. Tzadi Yaman Alf. We do a brief phrase, not go into the entire sugya over there, not our sugya. Tzadi Yaman Alf. I would say it's about 10-12 lines up. Right above the small little bays of the Ein Mishpat. The Rebbe Sava, talking about matzah and more over here. The Rebbe Sava, Kevan de Hechshero de Pesachu, Kegufa de Pesach Dami. This is called by the Achronim, Matzah Hechshero de Pesach. Matzah, aside from its own independent status, is also what we call Hechshero de Pesach. That's what Chasam Sofer said, it's Tzvei Dinim. The Rabosai, let's make the following Chakira. Maybe the only aspect of Matzah that must be fulfilled B'davka after Tzeis is Matzah Hechshero de Pesach. That's how Matzah Simrom Yochlu, which is also called the Hekesh. But Rabosai, if you would remove that for a moment, you could fulfill the Be'erev Tochlu Matzis at an earlier time. Starting from when? From Tosefis. Look, Rabbi Yehuda early on said he could fulfill everything in Tosefis. All the aspects, even Korban Pesach in Tosefis. So we reject that. We accept that number one, Korban Pesach is only Balaila. This is Balaila. And we accept number two, that Matzah shared the Pisa also. That's what Chasam Sofer passes Allah already before. You have to wait till Tzeis to eat the matzah. But now, because of the din matzah, the Be'erev Tochlu Matzah Shavo, because of the din of matzah Hechshero de Pesach, that's why you have to wait. And therefore, perhaps you can fulfill the Haggadah, Bav Rezeh, Bizman Sheish Matzah, Morah Menachol Nefanecha, from Tosefet Shabbos. And by the way, I read you that pasuk yesterday in Shir, since we couldn't find a city yesterday, but okay, or a Chumash, we have no city here, we have no Chumash here, we don't want to be considered Karoim, so we have nothing here to read to you, but the Pesukim in Parshas Kadesh make no mention of, again to my recollection, I don't have it in front of me, those who say that every day should know better than me, no mention of Korban Pesach or of Moro. So in the Chazal Darshan, based on the pasuk which is in Parshas Kadesh, you got the Lamin Chavim Lema, Bab Ozeh, Osar Shem Tzvitz 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 So it's matzah. And matzah was suggesting now, be'erav tochlu matzahs, it could be in Tosefus Yontif. And since that being the case, the Haggadah can be fulfilled, b'zman sheish matzah, even though the matzah b'toras korban pesach has to wait till tzeis, but the independent mitzvah of matzah could be fulfilled from Tosefus Yontif. And therefore, you can do the Haggadah from that point in time. That's one pshat I have, Rabbi Osei, a chiddush pshat I have in the Chasam Sof. Perhaps. Pshat number two is even more wild. And that, I'm just giving you the coming attractions. Haggadah is a mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, correct? Everybody knows that? Everyone knows that. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. This mitzvah, Rabosai, of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, is it an independent mitzvah or depend upon matzah? Guess what, guys? Yeah.
Probably depends on how you read.
Yeah. Give me a better answer. Two word answer. That's it. Tzvei dinim. You know what I think. Tzvei dinim. There were two halachas. If you had two halachas in matzah, that's going to be the theme of this whole parak. Tzvei dinim. Brisk is the theme of life. Okay. But we're not such briskers, but this parak is going to come up a lot. Tzvei dinim. The tzvei dinim. In Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, an independent mitzvah, as well as a mitzvah which depends upon, call it Pesach, call it Matzah, call it Mor, which we'll see from the Mishnayos later on in the parak, So we can make the following suggestion, that perhaps the Chasam Sofer is telling us that you can be Marach B'Haggadah, means the Haggadah as an independent mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. Which is not hukash to pesach or matzah or nothing, and therefore Tosefus Yontif is going to work for it. Yes, there is an inyan of Haggadah which is connected to korban pesach and matzah and maror. Maybe the Chasam Sofer means, if they read a little bit into it, doesn't say it, that little piece to be discussed later. Where's the boundary? In my view, it is a specific boundary between these two fulfillments based upon the Mishnayos later on. Maybe that last bit of Magid, which is connected to Pesach Matzah Maror, I'm giving you a hint. Rabbi Galil Omer, right? Pesach Matzah Maror, that's the very last snippet of Magid. That's the last X percent, right? There's a much more Magid before that. Maybe until that time, Rabbi Osai, that's the independent mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that can be fulfilled in Tosefus Yom Tov. Just the last piece, when the Chasam Sofer says, Marach Bagoda, the Yochel Matzah after Tzeis. I'm adding a little bit. I'm just a little bit, putting some words into his mouth. Maybe he meant the Yochel Matzah, and you'll also say on the Alom Pesach Matzah tomorrow will be after Tzeis. The long Arichas from Holach Ma'anya until the Chapa Cholam Nosenu. That's a big stretch. That can be done in the Tosefus Shabbos period. Two Chiddushim the floor shot in the Chasam Sofer. To try to answer the kasha of Rabbi Gershuni, Zichron of the Rock and Shidim Mekubetz is against the Chasam Sofer. I gave two answers. If you have a better answer, I'm happy to take it from you. And you have plenty of time to give you a better answer. We're learning these two gifts now coming up. And we're learning many in Yonim. If you have a better answer, I'm happy to hear from you. Really, really happy. Okay, Rabbi Osai, let's go a little bit further. Now, fine. We have to discuss, turn our attention now to the sugya on Daf Kuf Zayin. Kuf Zayin. Hiboilu. Samuch Mincha Gedola Tanan, or the Samuch Mincha Ketana Tanan. Samuch Mincha Gedola Tanan, Umishun Pesach, Dilma Asel Minshach, the Asel Nuim, the Mevet Pisra, or Dilma Samuch Mincha Ketana Tanan, Umishun Matzah, Dilma Asel Misli Machach, Achille Gasa. We already learned the Gemara yesterday, seems to be clear the Gemara's Shaila. What's the Gemara's Masagana? Let's read carefully. Am Ravina Toshma, Afilu Agripa Samelach, Sherog, Alecha, Batesha, Shals, Osil, Alecha, Shatacha. Iyam, Bishna, Mustafa, Limit, Khatana, Tanan. What does that mean? Mishawat. Mishawat. Matza, Mitachilas, Matza. You understand very well. Haini Ravuse, the Agripus. What does that mean? Although the average person can't eat starting at what we'll call 3 o'clock, but Agrippa Samelach never starts eating until 3 o'clock. So you might as well give him a little break. He's a big ferret and he ate a lot. I don't know, he didn't eat the Leptation Shalosi or whatever, I withdraw my statement. Because Rashbam says, Melech Kosheroy, Imach Hashmonoi. Yeah, Imach Hashmonoi. Moses is wrong, I understand. That's where I was coming from. Soldier says he was crying, God, whatever it was. Whoever Agrippus was, not going into the details of who Agrippus was. I know it's a street in Yerushalayim that's taken on new meaning. Who knows why? The buses are going there. The city planners there, Bimchilas Protarosum. I don't know what they're thinking. But anyway, okay. Anyway, I remember the old glory of the Rehov Yafo, which is now train tracks. I don't want to get into that. Not all right. Okay, fine. So if it's a matter of eating, Rebosai, it's a matter of eating, we understand very well. Eating. Comes to eating. So Agrippa has certain habits, others have different habits. Fine. He amit sabach min chaktana gedola tanan for the carbon pesach, right? My rebusa da gripus. Chalis lemekar. What do a gripus? A gripus no different than anybody else, right? It says Rashi. Read Rashi. Haini rebusa di afa gavda dayan lo ochal osmani surakat lo mat the mishal chiyas on the achatesha lo yochal. Why? The meshach layad osmani surah yisava silchum fast all day. Yeah, but mincha gedola. Yeah, but it's a regripus. The Easter was already chal at noon. Of course, he can't eat at 3 o'clock. You mean to tell me because he didn't eat in the morning, we'd be mapping in the afternoon? That's ridiculous. So it must be what? The mincha ketana tanan. Finished. It's resolved. Gemara has a question though. Gemara has a question. Ela samach mincha ketana tanan. Sof. Marabusa da Gripus, Hamadul Ezmani Surah. No. Mao de Tame, Otesha Shos da Gripus. Ka'arba Shos da Didan. That's Dami, because that's when he normally ate. So they should not make an Isser. Kamashwala. So according to this trial of Rashi and Rashbam, what's the Maskana Zagamara? Unequivocally, what's the Maskana Zagamara? What? Mincha Ketana Tanan. And Mincha Ketana is the problem of eating. It's what Gripus fits into the picture. Mincha Gedola would be what? What's the reason for Mincha Gedola? Only one reason. What's that? Lost the Pisca, the top line on the Kuv Zayin Rebbe. Nothing to do with eating, nothing finished. So it's resolved, right? Resolved. Open to the Ran, Rabosai. Open to the Ran. Holy Ran. In the old editions, this Ran is Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. In our edition, the Ran can be found on page Samach Zayin. Column 1, very short, it's a paragraph, V'Yiborlam, the whole thing is a few lines. V'Yiborlam B'Gemara, Hai Samach Mincha, He Samach Mincha Gedola, He Samach Mincha Tana, V'lo Ivshita, Hilkach Mincha L'Chumra Odin. Whoa. Whoa! Look at the Hagolos Yitzim inside Ozva Tzarachim. Modaf Kuf Zayin If Shalahedra the Samach Milchak Tana Tanan. That's the Rosh that Asikna Samach Milchak Tana Tanan. Vitzarach Iyun. Another Tzarachim. The next one. If it's a, why should we say that Chumrat Sveged Rabbana Lekula? That's the next Ozayin. Ah, forgot the Sveged Rabbana He. Chavivi Yamitzvah. You know, if you be more machmer on it. And some say it's a question of achil. The gas is going to run into a problem. This is what we find over here on the side. It also asterisks in the back. What all those asterisks bring us, those of us who have the yacht of the Farshim on the rib. See what it says in the back? Page Sam of Zion. You'll find it over here on page Sadi Beis. The Radvaz already asked this kasha. Okay, and then others. I don't have a Radvaz here. You can look it up on your own. Chelik Bey, Simon Tuf, Kuf, Pei. Okay. I'm not sure what he answered. I'm going to tell you the real answer. Yes?
Isn't it also clear from the first Gemara in the
No, we can't tell. That doesn't prove anything. I don't think it proves anything. That's more talking about Shabbos and Yom. So the Chidushi Haran, Rabbi Osai, is the key. Is there a Chidushi Haran in this volume?
Should be.
Should be, but I'm not seeing it on the, in the highlights on the front. Yes, it's Chidushi Haran. Good. Yes, it is. Oh, I was here. Good. I read the words of Chidushi Haran. I asked you to see this from Rabbi David, only because it's more extensive. Did I put the Chidushi Haran on the Maamar Kamos? I forgot. It's on the Maamar Kamos? Yeah, you saw it twice. The Chidushi Haran had a different girsa. I wonder if the Radvaz knew about that girsa, but that's the real answer.
That's his answer.
That's the Radvaz's answer?
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem. So you had the other girsa. The Radvaz got the right answer because he had the right girsa. He had the right one girsa. He can't answer it. Here's the lashon of the Radvaz. This is the girsa Haran. He wants to know. Turn back to Al Gemara, and see the top line of the Zayin Beis. So our Girsa has it. Odilma Samach Milcha. Samach Milcha Dolatnan. Our Girsa is Umishum Pesach Dilma Osi Lenimsha Vosel Nuyim Lebevet Pisva. That's not the round Girsa. The round Girsa is. Imi Shem Pesach, Imi Shem Matzah. Both possibilities exist. Says the Rambam, but it's not Afkamina really. Why? Because as we saw in Tosfos against the Rashbam, the reason that the Korban Pesach apply even is man as a. Fine. And that's one change in gears. That is another change in gears. And that is, these words in Shatz Bavli. Starting from the box Aleph. Everyone see it? Starting from the box Aleph. Until what? Until the words Mani Surah. Two lines Gemara. We have Elisamach Minchak Tanat Nan. So by Rebus the Gripus Hamadus Mani Surah. Those words are not found in the Nusach of the Ram. Not there. Not there. What does that mean? Rabosai, Agrippus could be pshat even in Mincha Gedolah. You know why? Not because of Pesach. Because of Matzah. Since the Ran said earlier, it's possible to discuss Mincha Gedolah in the context of Matzah, which is an Achila Zikadin. So we can understand from here that the reason is not because of Pesach, because for that, Agrippa is the same as everything else. The reason is Mincha Gedolah, Mishum Matzah. Rabosai, there are three possibilities according to the Ran. Mincha Ketana, Mishum Matzah, Mincha Gedolah, Mishum Matzah, Mincha Gedolah, Mishum Pesach. We only knocked out the first. What? Take that back. The last. Mincha Gedolah, Mishum Pesach, that's knocked out. But it's still possible to be the mincha ketana or gedola mishum matzah. And if you have, as there are footnotes in the Rabbeinu David point out, if you take away these two lines in the Gemara, the maskanas of Gemara is not, does not reject that possibility of mincha gedola mishum matzah. Therefore, the Ran paskin is well halacha. It's simply a matter of gears. It's simply a matter of gears. One second. On this basis, the footnote in the Ramo wants to suggest, that explains the footnote in the Rabbeinu David, as found in the Ramo and the Chasukas. Where do you get Milchik Dola from? Against the Gemara. No. Pass like the Ram, the Chumr. I Pesach, so we had the Matzah Shira story, which we spoke about somewhat yesterday. Fine. Let's now discuss, answer your question, the next piece of Gemara. Yes.
So, I didn't get to see the Chiddush Shem inside, but when the Radvaz says that he had a different Girsa, he has a different Mahala in what the other Girsa was.
Okay.
And he says that the reason he's Machmir Bezman Hazeh is that the reason Adelin lit in Louis Milmel the Pisca, that that applies because people are busy running around in their Pesach.
It's not the okay, it's not, that's not the Israel. But he's more or less the right track. Fine. I want to read you something which we spoke about a while ago, which is the last two lines of this daf. The rabbi had a lot of wine. Why? Ki heche de nigrere le libe de nechol matzah tfeil urta. I'd like someone to give me an English word language translation of these words. Starting from ki heche until urta. Your own words. It's one line. Yes.
Wet his appetite to eat the matzah later at night,
to
eat more matzah?
Oh. So that's a simple read. Wet his appetite to eat more matzah at night. Who cares if he eats more matzah or doesn't eat more matzah? Who cares? What was the name of the person who cared?
The Rambam.
The Rambam? He cares. Remember that I told you from the Tziv and from my Rebbe? That Yisha'ochel kazayis yotzah. But every morsel of matzah you eat, we discuss how much you have to eat, but the more you eat, the more the merrier. Before Shigamara, we quoted this on Before Shigamara. Ki heichi the nigril libe the nechel matzah tfeil urta. Mama said, Before Shigamara, that the more you eat, the better you are. So in the Mikroi Kodesh, he thought this is true. This is a Chief Pesach Frank. You'll look it up later on. Page Kuf Samaches. I bring it right to the Nativ. Mr. Mefurash Gemara, Achrei Ha'iyun Yesh Lefak Beik V'Ochoch Hazu. He wants to perhaps refute this proof. Why? Rava didn't mean. Look at every word. Rava didn't mean that he eat more. No, all Rava meant was he'll be so hungry, he'll want to eat more. So therefore, he'll be able to eat the kazayis matzah, kazayis only, with greater tiyum. Let's read this very sensitively, okay? Meduyot lashna gemara ki hechi de nigrure lelibe de nechol matzah tvei kolomar lo sheyochal tvei. Not your translation, that's why I asked you. Not you're going to eat more. That's how I understood it. Ela de nigrure lelibe tvei yochal a kazayis tiyum. What a chap, a nupsha. Alupsha. Right, you with me? You hear the big aloshim? The nigre lelibe tvei. Excuse me. The nigre lelibe. That's what I should have said. The nigre lelibe tvei. What? The nechol matzah liurta. What did he say? I'll read it one more time. He said it. The nigre lelibe tvei. Yochel that's the problem is it's against the Gemara and Brachas. Why? Because the Gemara in Brachas, one letter is changed. The same Gemara is found in Brachas Lamed Chesem and Beis. And the letter which is changed is not Dinechel Matzah Tvei, but rather Vinechel. Oh, that ruins it. Changing from a Dalet to a Vav. Ooh, that sounds like what? Mashma, Tachilas Yosef Mikashir, Nasachel Mikuf HaMitzvah. Changing from a Dalet to a Vav gives you that understanding. That's what he suggests. Ah. We could have yet another pshat, l'chora. L'chora, though it's not so clear. Let's gather again. Nigra libi tve, the nechel matzah, v'nechel matzah liurta. Why can't it be? The tve goes on libe, you'll be more hungry. V'n, and, not this or that, v'n, and, so why is it so conclusive? Kitzah, I'm just mentioning it to you as from the Makorah coach. Rabosai, we're now ready to take on Daf Kufches. Now we're going to a new Daf. A new Daf Gemara, Rabosai. Let's see out of the Shema. Says the Gemara on Daf Kufches Amud Aleph, the fifth line of Sheish Taviyasi Betanisa Kolmal Yom Adepisra. Toysus. Lav Dafka. El Shom Ratzim Yilechol. Namah and Mekabel Olof Mamash Tainis Kadesh Yib Nisker V'Nizer Milechol. Yeah? Okay. V'Abuchoros Noagu Lisanos Erev Pesach Dekotanim V'Mesech Sofrim Shein Mis'anin V'Nisan El Abuchoros Verba Pesach. I would like to spend the rest of the shiur, the second half of the shiur today, to talk about Tainis. Who's a Bechor here? It's no gear to many people in this room.
I'm a Shiloh.
You're a Shiloh.
I'm here to open.
You're a Bechor.
No, the
you're a bchor. Sure, it's a shayla, but you're a bchor. Allah follow my you're a bchor. Okay? Allah follow my I'm just telling you. We'll see soon what the shayla is. We'll see soon. It's good to have anyone. Anyone here a bchor me aim? Not be av, or me av, not be aim? Anyone here? Okay. So that's okay. We at least have one shayla. I'm trying to get this Mexican. Anyone here a bchor as a corner or a lady? That's me. That's my shayla. Then I'm trying to think what all the possible shadows we can have for males. There are females, but we're never no females this year. Yeah?
There was a miscarriage before the first time.
Oh, and the Bechor had a miscarriage before? I'm not sure if you know your mother's history.
My brother.
Oh, if we discuss brothers, right, then the sky's the limit. I'm talking to the people just sitting in this room. Baruch Hashem. So let's analyze this as best we can. So let's first turn to the Rosh and Simon Yutes. Rosh, Simon Yutes. Okay, on both sides, please turn. Let's see the page mem in our print. Tosus quoted the Masechah Sof. The Russian, in our print, page mem, column 2, line 1, at the end, says as follows. Barminanani bi Rishalmi, the Hafirkin, Rebbe lo ochel chometz v'lo matzah. Uboil and Memar, should the Rebbe Bechor Ava? Umasik, no. The Rebbe is this Ava. You have Yoch Ochel B'Yamam, Allah have Yochel B'Lelia. The conclusion is what? The conclusion is what? Yes or no? Yes or no? Is it a Bechor has to fast, doesn't have to fast? Sounds like that. Umikan yesh sad l'mashenogu ha-bukhoros l'sanas b'erev ha-pesach l'may d'yomar originally Rebbe Bechor Ava. And when the Gemara said no, the Gemara says istnis, but never rejected that if he would have been a Bechor, he would have had a fist. Yesh v'sef ha-sofrim ha-bukhoros l'sanas b'erev ha-pesach atka. So before we proceed, Rabosai, there are a number of fascinating arts. If it were up to me, I would read the expression Habachoros Misanber of Pesach, we saw in Tosin the Rosh, means even though in the month of Nisan they're not permitted to fast. That's the very first halacha. You open your Mishnah Berurah. Open your Mishnah Berurah to Hilchos Pesach. The first page. The first page, Ramesh. Wow. Second page 4. The ain misanimbo before shadin. You don't fast in Chodesh Nisan. Where do you get it from? From here. Shemasecha sofim should be odenu. You can't fast except for erev Pesach. But the chiddush is you can fast in erev Pesach. That you may fast. Never said you must fast. Never said you must fast. When did you say you must fast? Korban asano sanoch. 2 separate is 30. You can't fast on this. You can't fast Erev Yatav. You fast anyway. Doesn't say you have to. You may.
It doesn't
matter
that he was a Bechor. First time he would have some reason.
No, fast. No. If you're not in this, this is not a fast. Only a Bechor is allowed to fast. Because you're allowed to fast. Doesn't say you have to fast.
What do you mean that's a
Rishus? Rishus. Now, as a matter of fact, if you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, and we have to focus now on this Simon. Simon Tuf Ayin. I both say yes, you see the Simon, the Iyun. Let's see it. It's a short Simon, very short, but we have to see it in great detail. The Mishnah Berurah phrases it. It's in Kotten Zion, and we'll discuss the context later on. The Tan is Zeh She'eino Ela Min Haga. Here it is. The whole Tainus is only a minig. Yud Beis Sharatzion. Ma'ashenke B'Tainus Chovah. It's only a minig, Rabos. A minig. A minig. A minig. What's a minig? It's a minig. Okay, Rabos. It's only a minig. So it appears. Let's turn to the Mordechai now and see what he says. Okay, everyone with me? There's a Mordechai has places in our Ritzachim. And here in our daf. We found on page Lamed Gimel in our print. There's a very ambiguous expression here in the Mordechai. Let's read what says daf kuf. Everyone with me? It's in the middle of the first column in our print. You have the old print, look for the words Rav Sheshes in Boulder or something. Rav Sheshes is in the top. Absha Noga Bechoros, the sound is Rav Pesach, the Sefer Sofrim, HaBechoros, and Rav Pesach, Rishalmi, Rabbi Bukhra, Avet, Rabbi Yochel, the Malik, the Pisla. We have also Dachila, the Kol Amishim, the Bukhra, Avet, the Mishim, the Isnus Havet. We have a Tom, Midi, the Tzafim, or the Lavi, the Mahanilei. Rabbeinu Yechiel Omer the Mutarin Lecho Mine Targimo. Who? Who? Me, as we say in the Megillah. Me, who's there? The Eza, who? The Mutarin Lecho Mine Targimo. Rabbi says, look inside. Who was it referred to?
Choros.
Choros?
Mutarin.
Hold on, hold on. Take a look, Rav Osai, in the big day Eshekuf Kavdala. The Imtomar, I Koya Bechorim, that's what you want to learn. Lama Mutar Mimine Tagima, Mamanasha. Im Chayav Alisano Slamikri Zed Tainus. Vimein Al Chayavim, Vod Asana Rebbe Mishim De Havi Istinus, Im Kein Hem Kishar Kolodim Lecho Masha Heit Nalem. But nearly, the Koya is Tainus. The Shari Lech of Minit Agima. Rav Sheish is Yosef Betanisa, Meshonistus, Avilav, Dapka Tainis, and the Shom Hatsim Yilech of Kamosh of Tantosis. That's what he wants to learn. Who learns like you, Rav Osei? I have a very good ally. Rav Yosef Karo. He can't top that. I'm a base Yosef, Tav Ayin, Sur Rav Yechiel, Oma, Zeh Abachoros. Shasham B'din Taz Bechorim, Kazim Zeh Lashon HaMordechai, Kazim Shem Rav Yechiel, the Mutar on Lech of Minit Agima. Below Nagel King. Where do you get it from? Is it obvious that's going on business? No. Evshal the Tarets from Yechiel Diakene Rishalmi Hazeh. What? The Bechorim Mutar Mimir Tagiba. Why? Look at this now. The Yim Ayutzrich and the Sanos Tanis Gomorim Kane. Madochi be Rishalmi, the Rebbe Lohayim and Sanam Shim the Bechorab. Elimishim the Isnis Havam. Mamanasha. Make up your mind. Did he tagima or did he not tagima? Och, amine tagima, olo. Ilo achil. Bevada lo hoyos gemishin istiniso. The guy missed this, I'll call upon him och, amine tagima. Elevada is animishin de bechorab. Be ochil tagima. Bevada lo was gemishin de bechorab. Then can I lose out his tons of gum? It's really even shalmi. The guy bechorim lo is anotan is gumur. So the Rebbe ate minitagima. So therefore you can't tell is it an Issus or a Bechor. Had it then been that a Bechor can't even eat Tagima, We have an obvious way to find out what was Rebbe's kavana. If he ate mina tagima, it must have been. That's if not, the b'chor.
What kind of a tennis is that, though? It's not.
What kind of a tennis? Semi tennis. We laugh, you know. You know, the Catholics fast the whole Lent.
The Muslims
also. But what's so fun about their fast?
They stuff themselves.
No. A lot of drink. I'm not a bookie, but go on Wikipedia. Yeah.
They drink
water. They drink, no? Lent on Camacho. Lent on Camacho, they drink. And I think that the Muslims drink water from Camacho. Whatever it may be, you'll look it up. I'm trying to figure out our own religion on both sides. We're not trying other religions, but yes, what kind of fast is this? I said, ask the billions of people in the world who hold these fasts. You know, we laugh at it, but apparently the billions of people. I mean, it could be wrong. They are wrong, but this is the kudah. At least they call it a fast. Okay, everybody's fine. Once we're on this topic of the big day Yesha, let's take a look at the previous one. Zelashon Rashal. Chal Pesach B'yom Aleph. Pesach falls out on Sunday. Habachoros Mis'anin B'yom Hey. Thursday. Okay, Pesach Marai U'mariv. Huadin? Look at this now. Rosh Chodesh Chal B'yom Aleph. Mis'anin Erev Rosh. What do you call Erev Rosh? We call it what? Yom Kippur Katan. Yom Hey. It's on Shabbos and you pass on Friday. Okay, because that's the right time. Ad Khan, a comment of the Marashal. Rabosai, you have a question?
And would it be us to just eat the Targima on another day during Nisan?
I hope not.
Then what's the Kiddush of the second
Sukkah? They can't fast the full fast. Ad Rab. No, they can't, I said. You say the other way around, you could argue. Maybe the Mesechta Sofer is telling us that even though this is some kind of vinegar fast in Erev Pesach, but you have to eat Mina Tagima. I'm not saying you have to, but maybe you may, maybe you must. I'm withholding judgment. If you ask me the simple read, it's going to miss this. That's my simple read. But we can't just ignore Ben Yechiel. The Yechiel is one from the Gedolei Rishon. I mean, I shouldn't say that. We can't ignore Yosef Karo, who interpreted Rabbi Yechiel to be referring to Bechoros, and that's how the Talmid of the Shir interpreted that way. So I'm not ready to discount that interpretation either. Let's all open up to the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. Tov Ayin. Let's see, first of all, who fasts? Mi v'mi ha'olchim. That's a very famous pasuk in the context of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mi v'mi ha'olchim. Who's fasting? Who's fasting? Let's see, who's fasting? Says the Mechaber, Bein Bechor Me'ah, Bein Bechor Me'ayim. Why? Says the Mishaburah Beis. It's Mishaburah Aleph. Why are they fast? Zeichel Anes, Shenitzolu Mimakas Bechoros. Two. Bein Bechor, Shemakas Bechoros, Haisa Bekulam, it's a Bemedrish. We'll be coming on the Gedol HaBayis. A new concept. Gedol HaBayis. Who died in Mitzrayim, says the Tur, Lo it's Richu Nisanos, Afo Pisha Gam Behem, Haisa Maka. We don't go that far. The Aboach and the Fallen, a Bechor whose mother miscarried before him, Sorok Nisanos, why? The Havim Bechor Lenachlo. Bechor Lenachlo, Rabosai, he's the firstborn, he's gracious on him, he gets double share. And he's a Bechor La'aim. What's special about Bechor La'aim, Rabbi Osai? His father has another child. What's special about him, Nu? U Bechorim, skipping a line. Bechorim, Kohanim, Levim, Tzrichim, Gam, Kein, Lisanos, Vafilu, next page, yeah. Page 156. Vafilu, Imhei, Rak, Bechorim, Me'aim, Benim, to the end of Bechorim, Lanach, all opinion. I feel like Bechorim, maybe. He's called a Bechor. He's not a Bechor Lanach, because his father had another baby. Son before him. He's not a Bechor. The opinion because his mother's a lady or a kohen. Doesn't matter. Dal and Sharatian. The Bechor of Mikri Rak Rachmana Patrina Mipidyon. But even here's the B'chor, because the B'chor ain't. Everyone with me so far? So far, both sides. So good. Says, let's go slow. What about Yotzei Dofen? Is it found here? Is it here? Look inside. Is it here? Anywhere here? Not in the Mishnah Berurah, correct? Okay, I know it's okay. Was it anywhere in front of you? Don't see it right now. We'll read the Chok Yaakov and see what he says. Be patient. The Chok Yaakov can be found right over here in Tof, Ayin, Aleph, Sivkot, and Beis. Says the Chok Yaakov as follows. Excuse me, Tof, Ayin, Sivkot, and Beis. Pardon me. Here he goes. Yotzei Dofen Va'bo Achro Tlohavi B'chor Helen Achamay in the Pidyon Ein Sarach L'Sanus. That's his first blush. The Yotzei Dofen himself is Potter, and the one after is also Potter, because neither of them is a B'chor for Nachla or for Pidyon. We call him be Yotzei Dofen Sarach Yiladina. The Tilmadavka Hosim is smart me akro from your nachlak se viyodulo. Normal delivery. Pinin aben pederechim. Mashenkin kan shu zechel aneis shu nitzol malas b'chorim u b'chorus tamavi b'tzorachim. You're right, he doesn't resolve it completely. But the Pasha Pshat is that b'chor himself, Yotzei Dofen, has to fast. You're right, it is a shayla. Is a shayla. I neither here nor there. Well, we said it before when it came to a Bechor Me'aim who was a Kohen Levi. Also, neither Nachla nor Pidyon, doesn't matter. The Gra, Rabosai, the Vilna Gaon, in explaining this thing that Bechor Me'avim Me'aim, also based in the Gra, the Kadosh, Bechor Me'av, Kadosh Nachla, Bechor Me'aim, Kadosh Kohen. What do you mean Kadosh? What Kadosh Kohen? What does that mean? You mean Pidyon Aben? I don't know. There's Kaddish Li Kol Bechor, Loya Ki Yishalcha, Vayar Bechule, Bechor Bechor Bonai. The way I understood, it means that he serves as a Kohen. You may remember, Bechazal tell us that before the Chet HaEgel, the Avodah was Be what? Be? Bechoros. So perhaps that's what he's driving at. Maybe. And that's why over here in Oz Dalet the Gemara says, but it's a firstborn girl, the Mechaber, look at the Mechaber. Yesh Mishomer, I feel in the cave of Bechora. Why? Because they died in Mitzrayim. The Gemara, Oz Gimel, says that the reason that Basya Baspara was saved is because what? Tfilas of Shemoshim. Otherwise she would have died through the Bechora. Would have died, so she has to fast. Why don't we follow away? And then Minik came, says the Gra. That Torah lo nas na kedushas b'choras in the cave. How much? What do you mean? Does he mean for pinyon purposes? Does he mean for avodas for base of English purposes?
Anything.
Okay.
So then the
Yosef
from the
Gra.
That has to be a
b'chor
for some.
I'm not sure. Perhaps.
Maybe also.
But b'chor aim. The Levi also? Not clear. Not clear. Not 100% clear. Not completely clear. Rabosa, let's go a little bit further. A little further. Now, look at the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Bays. It comes with a remarkable cooler and a pinch. Come back to it later. I just want to see it first right now. long, long Sifra Mishnah Berurah. In the middle of this whole story, he writes as follows. To someone, the Chenira Od, fifth line, Mishnah Berurah on page 156. The Ba'odah Mishnah Atainas Koshalo, the Achar Atainas and Yochel Lechel Rakvron Kalim Vashir Mut Mot, the Karavadova Shayedezel, Yuchel Lekai Machilas Matzamor, Shtiers Abakosis Kitikuna, Mutam Shlo Lissanas and Shikam Mitzvah Salayla Kitikuna. Umikomagom, Bazer, Ubazer, Tov Yose, Shiyochel Rakmini Tagima. Why? Vov, Shartir. Shayot say they're tainus, up Yeshiva and Yechiel, move him a Mordechai, I ain't shalom. The Beis Yosef's shalom. Okay? We'll see soon what is Minit Hagima and what he's allowed to do, etc. So now, Rabbos, I look at the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva. Have you seen Shari Tshuva? Look inside. Pilei Ploy. Mi Shenod Lo Ben Bechor Beleil Yud Dalet. Mazel Tov. He had a Bechor the night of Bedikas Chametz. Ah, what a great time for a Bechor to be born. Anyone to be born. Okay. Okay. Now, let's see what it says. It's quoting from the Shin Yud. What's the Shin Yud? Shvus Yaakov. Im nolad konam chatzos laila chayvav l'sanas avuro. I will achat zoslaila ena misana. Kevin shatainis uzecha latzos b'chori Yisrael. Well, elu shenol du achat zos of the 14 lohoi sag zera after b'chori Mitzrayim. Wow. Who said? This is chatzos 24 hours before the real chatzos. What's he talking about? He brings a medrash. Haboker means the next morning of the 15th. The misa the shani the biyom akosi hayne hosim shenolu mechatzia laila veilich el akarchoch the al elu lohoyz hagzera klach. What? Those who were born after chatzos in the 15th. They weren't killed. I agree. But this guy's the 14th. What's going on over here? This is the kasha of the Birkei Yosef. What are you talking about? Mabakaf, line 4. Shemnol and Achachatol Shalel Erev Pesach. Came the Makas Bechorim Oyer Leel Pesach. And came Gamal Shayotze Bezer Shemnol and Achachatol Yudalin Hoyag Zero. He asked the question, so why do we fast on the 14th, we fast on the 15th? Ela shemakdimin atainis, why? The EF should be yontif. Then he quotes the Korban Asano. I guess you can see. Turn to the Korban Asano, back to the Rosh. You see, as he says, the whole thing is crazy. The Korban Asano thinks that they're all so far off. They're fighting about someone who's born after Chatzos and all our Ba'asar. He says, what are you kidding? Reisi v'shvus Yaakov. This is our Korban Asano pay. She's mischayev l'sanas v'echad v'chinol lo ben v'erev Pesach ayin shavarimus. L'vidayti kozeh kozman shabein ein bar shloshin shiyotu nechazkas nefel. Ein chiyuv ala ovis anos. The chisaka daitach shiye yoseh chiyuv ala ov miliftos b'no ha-bechor shomer Hashem kiliko b'chor b'mei Yisrael. This whole concept of a father fasting for a son is radical. Not more than pidyon aven. V'yav kamzol shiye chumra d'yosu d'kula why? Shemis ane b'nisa b'erev yonu l'tzol tzorech. Don't tell me machber. Every chumra is a kula. You have no right to fast. So Paschas the Korban Asan. So I want to share with you some of the Chidush and the Floyim of the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh here in Simen Chof Beis. He said, what are they fighting about? This is false. There are some who claim, what kind of fast when a nes happens, you party, you don't fast. Whoever heard of fasting when a nes happens? You party. I'm both saying, give me a case. What do you mean? When we feast.
It's the opposite.
Tainus Esther. Very good. Tainus Esther. Why do we fast Tainus Esther? Coming up, what's a week from tomorrow, correct?
Yeah.
Again, it's a Sunday, Thursday. We'll come to that soon. Why? The Torah says, Shebo Nikalu Lamod Al Nafsham. But it's Rechim Rachamim. That's chat number one. That was the time when we gathered together to daven. Or, the Rosh Chodesh made a time to give the Megillah, be himself the Megillah. Moshe made a fast when he fought against Amalek. Here too, says the Mikroi Kodesh, quoted from some earlier source on page Pei. Mistamek ha'me Mitzrayim sheme Moshe Rabbeinu l'omar sheme l'el tenzvav yevuska b'chor Mitzrayim v'atem lo seyit zu ish v'pez ha'beis al boker v'hivri ha'chidish v'vadai is anu b'chor Yisrael. They must have fasted. Why? She will need solim, they should be saved. I, Moshe, promised they'll be saved, they'll stay indoors. Yisrael Nirachmei Hashem. That's how we fast, because they fast. Same as the Torah by Tainus Esther. Zechel l'neis doesn't mean the nace itself. The nace means your party. It means because of the fast that they practiced before the nace, similar to Tainus Esther. Therefore, I both say, what day is the proper day for Tainus Bechorim? The 14th. That's when they fasted in Mitzrayim. This is his trap. Now, we saw the Bruch HaYosef quoted. So I brought in the Bruch HaYosef, the Rabbeinu Achido. My brother said we shouldn't trust anybody, right? Bruch HaYosef, here it is. Look it up. Simon Tov Ayin. Look what he says. Tov Ayin. Second, please. Where should we go to find this? Let's just get our bearings over here. The Shari Tshuva quotes the Birka Yosef. Give me a minute. Here we go. It's an Ozvav. Shvus Yaakov says, if you're born the Bechor is included in the Gzeira. V'hachi nor l'persume nisa. He uses the word persumenisa. What persumenisa? What persumenisa?
They were saved.
They were saved. But the quote here from the Mikroi Kodesh. Persumenisa shenitzolo abachorin. And it should have been done when? On the 15th. So you do it on the 14th. The mailer of Osai. He says, again, the Bruch Yosef is arguing with the Shvus Yaakov. I'm sorry, it's Osai. Came in the Makas Bechoro, Terebel El Pesach. The guy Malkayotze possession of the Yudal Nixagzera, and the Makdim in Atanas Yudal, the Shem Diyav Shem Yomtev. If that's the case, so then what should it be? You should fast for a child who's born, even b'self lo yudal, even after chatzos. Was it Shvus Yaakov? This is an amazing chiddush. It's on page pay off in the Korah Kodesh. I'm reading the words. Shvus Yaakov says like this. It's a zecher l'tanis ha-bechor b'mitzrayim she'ikru hoya b'yom yudalit. They fasted then. The B'nai Yosef said, no. Zecher l'nation itzolu. He said, no. It's a zecher to the fast that they undertook. Fine. Comes along the Harei Kodesh, the footnote at the bottom, which makes the following remarkable chiddush. Look what he says. Even if you'll say that Tanis Bechorim is Zeichel LeNeish Nasev Leil Tezvav, nonetheless, Leil Tezvav is called Yud Dalet. What? Leil Tezvav is called Yud Dalet? Numef? Yes, Numef. Shagam Ikra Kovas Pesach Hu B'yom Yudalit. Why? Al Psichas HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'makas B'choras Abadim B'nei Yisrael B'chatzos El Tetzvav. And he quotes the Svarno in Parshas Bo. Zelach Pesach Hu Zeh Zelach Nazim Eshul Al Psichas Shehoysa Asid Oleos B'chatzi Olana Shal Achro U'mipnei Shein Zelach Bolaylo Hutzok lasoso b'zeh hazman and nimshach achar laila shel achrov kein karbonis. Whoa! Karbonis, the base of Mikdash, halayla holet achar hayom. The day starts at dawn and ends at dawn. Even if it's not Korban Pesach, it's like a Korban Pesach, but it's because of the psicha which was supposed to be done later on b'chatzi halayla. Amazing. So he wants to suggest, Rabbi Osai, that the cutoff point to explain why it's Chatzos the earlier night is it's really because it's really the time of the fast is Yudal, because they fast is then Yudal. Aye, but it has to do with Bechoros and Makas Bechoros. Makas Bechoros was Yudal. What Yudal? Well, it depends on your count. If you start in the morning and the next morning, so it's Yudal. Says our Rikodesh Mor. Rabbosin is a steer in Pesukim. The Ibn Ezra is the Kasha. Says me Mokbas a Pesach Yotzu B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Okay. And then it says, Vayochu Me'avur Ha'aretz Me Mokbas a Pesach. Ibn Ezra is Rabbein Atam. What is Pesach? It's Pesach the 14th or the 15th. He wants to answer the Haflah. The Haflah says that the rule of Ayom Holach Achar Laila is the Schadish B'Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, Halayla Holach Achar Ayom. So in Parshas Maaseh, we're discussing Zman Yisrael Mitzrayim called Matan Torah. The night of the 15th belongs to the 14th. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, the 15th is called Mokras HaPesach. That being the case, it's Yitzhak Mitzrayim, that night part of the 14th. Wow! That would explain why the Koveya for the birth of the Bechor is the 14th, because Magnus Bechor was on the 14th. But they had a different calendar then. Leil Tetzvah before Matan Torah is still called Yudalit. More than that. Even if we don't accept it for ourselves, for the Goyim it was that way. The Goyim to this day, according to many poskim, by them, the day starts at dawn and goes to the next dawn. The idea of starting the day at night is only a Jewish concept. Who said so? Highly relevant to us? Look in the Meshe Chochma. The Yerushalmi says that when Purim falls out on Friday, and Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, Ma'achrin. Who was in Eretz Yisrael for the last Purim of Shulish? Right? It was just a few years ago, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Shulish means Purim's on Friday here, on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. And they keep the Suda. When we do the Suda? Who knows?
Sunday.
Didn't it happen some years back?
2007.
Seven, okay. It wasn't that long ago. No one was in Eretz Yisrael 2007? So you live this experience. We call it Purim Meshulash. Friday is the Megillah. Shabbos is the Al HaNisim. And Sunday is the Suda. Meshulash. Three different days. Fine. Beth Shalom says, no. Can't do that. Says, Velo Yavar. Can't go past the 15th. So when is the Suda? You're not going to believe this. Motzei Shabbos. I'm sure you'll be kind of that then too. You'll be kind of all the sheep. Some say the meal is on Friday. Some say it's on Shabbos. Some say it's Motzei Shabbos. Some say it's Sunday. And my guess is you were told to do all four. Have four Sudas. Right? Correct?
Think.
Four Sudas. Why? Haman wanted to kill us on the 13th day. When do you think Haman started his day? Was it a yid? He started the night before? No! Haman started the day at the crack of dawn. Had he succeeded in killing us, he would have killed us, Chalila v'chas, from the crack of dawn on the 13th to the crack of dawn on the 14th. And therefore, the time that we celebrate, the Yom Asher, Kayom Asher, Nochem Erevim, is the next 24 hours. From the morning of the 14th to the morning of the 15th. And in Shushan Purim, from the morning of the 15th to the morning of the 16th. The Suda is Motzei Shabbos. Pilei Ploim for Mesh Lecho. It also explains it, why the Minig Yisrael is that we do the Suda's Purim, we take it into the night. Everyone has that Minig. Rabbi wants a Minig. Why? Usually it's all from. You want to finish with before Shkia. Like David Mincha. No, we definitely take it into a night because Homer wanted to kill us the next night too. Fascinating, Meshachar. That is incredible. It's all found over here, Beremes, in the Zeres Homer, and you'd give him a Laila Shachar. It's a Lama Monomay on Laila. Amazing. Amazing. Let's go further. He quotes Akasha from Hari. Who's Ari? Who's Ari in Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank speak? Harav Rabbeinu Yud. Yud is the name which has starts. Both names start with Yud. Could be Yitzchak, could be Yaakov, could I don't tell you all the Yuds. Hari. I don't know what it is. In the back, I tell you everybody is. But who's Ari? Ari could be anybody. Well, the number of Gedolim whose names start with Yud that are quoted here. Rav Yudah Gershuni, Rav Yishulev Diskin, Rav Cheskel Abramsky, Rav Cheskel Son, Rav Cheskel Shogav, Rav Yechid Lekut Gershinsky, Rav Yaakov Vesk, Rav Yaakov Moshchalat, Rav Yaakov Kalmas, Rav Yaakov Shapir, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Herzog, Yitzchak Ariel, Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchi, Rav Yitzchak Diskin, Rav Yitzchak Rosenthal, Rav Yitzchak Perla, Rav Yishai Vinegrad, Rav Yishai Kuzelstein, that's it. One of those 15 is probably the Hari. Who is it? I don't know. Should ask Rabbi Sachs knows. He's an anacle of the Tzvi Pesach Frank. Maybe he can tell us who the Hari is. Call the family. Who's Ari? It's a note which Tzvi Pesach took. No, I guess they didn't figure it out. He knew at the time when he wrote. Who is Ari? He wants to know, if you make a siyum, how come you can eat after the siyum is over? Why is it different from a dimash that's found in Siman Tov Kuf Samaches? If I'm mistake, you eat in the fast day, you have to complete the fast day. What a great kasha. Isn't it a good kasha? Rav Osai, who is a Bukhar is has the minig of eating at a siyum in Erev Pesach? Who of Bukhar fasts the rest of the day? You know, so why not? Here's a great teretz from the Eretz Tzvi. Eretz Tzvi from was a kosher glover. Was a gedolei olam, was killed by the Nazis, and the I think it's 5A in the library is dedicated in his memory. I think it's his brother or his nephew was a gvir, gave money to the yeshiva. You see his picture up there, I'm pretty sure. It's the Gedolei Olam Mamish. It was the Talmud Muvik of the Avnei Nezer. Look at the answers he gives. Every fast, there are two things. A mitzvah to fast and issur to eat. Once you ate already, forget it, no mitzvah to fast. Forget about it. But if it's an issur to eat, it's still there. That's why other tainas tzibur shu inui v'siguf, which is the issur is the other, obviously because you have to cause yourself pain. But Tanis Bechorin, there's no Isra Achila. It's a mitzvah's Tanis Gereda, like Ner Chanukah, like Abakosis, mitzvah of Persumenisa. We saw Persumenisa quoted earlier, right? Therefore, once you ate once, it's Mu'uval Soyuchal Diskon. It's not a fast. You better not eat the rest of the day. What a gewaldige answer. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach, that's true. According to the first chapter, Tanis Bechorim is Zeichel Neis HaPsicha. Zeichel Neis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the Bechorim. Oh, according to the second chapter, that's a Zeichel to the Tanis Bechorim, which is the Mitzrayim, which is like Tanis Esther. That's a comparison. What happens if a person by mistake eats in Tanis Esther? Do you have to finish the fast, yes or no? He assumes the answer is yes. If the answer there is yes, the answer here would be yes as well. The real reason why you can continue eating on Tanis Bechorim, though, is for a totally different one. It's only a minig. It's only a minig. We saw in Mishnah Berurah. It's only a minig. It's only a minig. You have a right to be lenient.
Couldn't you bring a raya for the first side that it's only persimmon yeast because the marshal said that you're makdimit? We know akdumi kornus of the makdiminin.
Even according to the second, it's not a peronus. The fast and the difficult straight, it's not a peronus. The peronus is when a bad thing happens. It was avoided. And both sides just ran out of time. From then on tomorrow, we'll go on with the Mikroi Kodesh. You want to look it up in advance. It's called Beis, called Gimel, and other halachas pertaining to Tanis. Thursday, correct? 11 o'clock, shoot.